12 minutes past eight now. Street racing. This is people who get out on the roads and decide they're going to have a street race. We had two people dying in the early hours of yesterday morning. This was a suspected street race at Belmore. Both students in their early 20s. This happened about 3:40 a.m. yesterday. Canterbury Road at Belmore. There's a third man in St George Hospital in a critical condition. The CCTV footage does suggest that they may have been involved in a street race. Now, it has been a problem in many parts of the city. Cars doing burnouts are also an issue. Whenever we raise it, we get a lot of people talking about it happening in their areas. John Hartley is the Traffic Services Commander with New South Wales Police, joins us now. John Hartley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
John, thanks for joining us. This has been an ages-old problem, hasn't it? It goes back to when cars first appeared on the scene. Young blokes getting in them and wanting to speed and race each other.
Exactly right, and I think what we see over the last few weeks is a few opportunistic races there, or whatever people are going to do, try and catch each other out or beat each other down the highway, which is pretty disappointing.
What can we do about it? Because we've been trying to, I mean, it's been mythologised in movies. I mean, American Graffiti and so many other movies, kids getting in their races and racing against each other down the streets. What can be done about it to say to them, you're not using your head?
Look, there's probably two parts. One is our major operations, but we do target known spots where they go to. So San Susie, over at Maroubra area, down in Western Sydney, there's certain spots they all congregate, and then they're the catalyst for going out and having a burnout or having a drag. But ones we see are opportunistic, where two people, probably unknown to each other, in hotted-up cars, stop the lights and decide they'll have a bit of a race down the highway. And I think we all remember back to 2007, when a husband and wife were killed at St Mary's because two cars were street racing.
You mentioned San Susie and Maroubra. Are there other parts? Like Sydney's West has had a long-running problem, hasn't it, with car racing and street racing?
Look, it has. There's no particular spot. I said most is opportunistic, but some areas they gather. Penrith they gather. In southwest Liverpool they gather at different McDonald's locations there and talk about their cars, look at their cars, and next minute two idiots are down the highway doing burnouts.
And I guess with the increasing amount of social media, they're also able to organise street racing online too and then meet up at certain points, which makes it difficult for the police force.
Look, it certainly does, but our one advantage now of technology is that every place nearly has a camera. So as we saw from the crash at Belmore a couple of nights back, we have good footage and we'll investigate that footage and any other footage we get to see whether we can prove an offence. If we can, we'll charge the drivers.
And what sort of penalties do you face if you're street racing?
Look, certainly there's a chance that you may lose your car. Vehicles are confiscated. If you're the owner of the vehicle and you're driving in drag racing, we'll take your car off you. Fines are $3,300 and there can be jail terms, depends on the driving offence.
There's not much you can do, though, when you've got testosterone-fuelled hotheads who are, late teens, early 20s, who think they're going to live forever from getting behind the wheel of a souped-up car and taking on each other.
Look, we've never had that cure for testosterone, I suppose, and that's from a young bloke to older blokes. They still get that that buzz to want to speed or want to race or prove their manhood. So, look, we just have to put the message out there. If we catch it, we'll take your car off you. And we've got plenty of vehicles out there, all equipped with cameras. We've got service stations, other premises that have video footage there. And if we get reports of street racing, we'll try and get that footage and follow it up.
Yeah. Mr. Hartley, just without notice, a different issue, that these change bike laws that are applying very soon, are you all geared up now to deal with what are going to be some fairly significant changes to the way bikes, for instance, are penalised, and also that meter rule that will apply as well?
Look, we'll be taking a steady-as-she-goes approach. We're not going to race in there on the 1st of March and start hammering anybody, but I think it is an education process first up, and we've been involved in discussions all along about how we'll do it, and we'll take it steady.
So a car has to give a metre up to 60 k's an hour and a metre and a half over 60 k's an hour when passing a bike. Is that right?
That's
from next Tuesday.
And that's probably what we should be doing anyway. So I think this just actually harmonises the law with Queensland and a few other states that got to give away the bikes and give them a bit of distance. And I suppose if we all who ride bikes, all have kids on bikes, would see that's an advantage. But there are some cowboys there on the bikes ending cars, and I think that conflict will cause some grief for us to start with.
Yeah, so, I mean, and there'll be some common sense, so that if you see someone without a helmet that's in a very quiet street, maybe just riding with no cars around, you might just give them a warning first. Is that how it'll happen initially?
Look, that's what we do today. Normally it's about trying to educate people, and especially young people, about here's a warning, make sure you get a helmet. Don't get a fine today, get a helmet and put it on. So I think we just got to take it steady, let the laws take place. Hopefully we'll see a road safety improvement. I'm sure we will. And if we can just get drivers and cyclists to get on together, I think we'll have a better road network.
Can I ask you a question? Is it legal for a cyclist to ride on a main road when there's a separated bike path next to it and they've decided to ride on the main road anyway?
Look, I think there's no regulation that says they must ride in that lane. They could be turning right or travelling further forward.
Yep.
So, I've never seen any legislation that says you have to stay in that bike lane when there's a bike lane there.
No, that's right.
Common sense would dictate it, though.
Yep. John Hartley, thank you very much. Thank you.
My pleasure.
John Hartley there.
I look forward to him getting all the motorists and the cyclists together in this city to have a round of kumbaya. Yep.